Hey everybody, welcome to episode 104 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Last week we talked about dreaming big and setting goals that kind of freaked you out. Today we're talking about creating small habits and why sometimes we just can't create those habits and why sometimes we hold ourselves back from creating the habits that we really want. This is a short one, but we hope that it's impactful for you. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
So, technology is not perfect.
I mean, of course we start the new year this way. Like, that's us. That's what happens. That's life.
Yes. So, if you looked for a new episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour on Monday morning, like you always do, you were probably surprised to see that there was nothing. There was just crickets from us. We should have posted an Instagram post of just like crickets or something. But anyway, we had some technological issues. And yeah, we are recording tonight and we're just pumping this out as soon as possible so that you guys can have an episode like we promise.
Which I'm super glad for because I feel like the past 2 weeks have just been a blur with the holidays and like go. So we've talked before about how I just love meeting and talking and like it helps keep me focused throughout the week. So hopefully you guys are jumping back into it the same way of like, okay, new year, I'm just getting back in my routine.
Yes. And I think that what we're talking about today is so good because it has a lot to do with habits. Whether or not you picked a word for the year or you set intentions or you set goals or New Year's resolutions, most of us are focusing on better habits or eliminating negative habits, adding in good habits. So that's what we're talking about today in the sense that we are talking about this topic of what are you not doing that you want to do, but you're not doing it because you're just not able to do it perfectly.
So true. I feel like I could focus on so many different things, but Like you always say, there's going to be a better time, or I'm going to do this when, or, you know, so we're talking today about like, how can you just take action on a lot of those things that you've almost been procrastinating on or finding an excuse for, and, you know, not just exercise, not just like changing food, but just how can we just get more from our day-to-day life?
Yeah. And some things, they just don't fit into a seasonal life. And that's not what we're talking about today. You know, sometimes you just can't train for a marathon. That just doesn't make sense when in your season of life, and that's okay. But what we're talking about is when you realize that you've been wanting to do something, but you're not doing it at all because you aren't able to do it how you expect yourself to do it. Let's go into examples here. Let's talk about maybe you've been wanting to read a book or even listen to a book. Like you have this long list of books and you haven't been reading consistently and you're like, I really want to read 10 minutes before bed. But that habit just, it's not happening. You know, for whatever reason, it's not happening. 3 months goes by or longer and you realize like, just because you're not able to read before bed, that means like you're not reading at all because that's your expectation is I'm going to read before bed. And if I don't read before bed, then I'm not reading at all. So how can you still get this habit into play because you want to, you know, you really want to read, not because you're just guilt tripping yourself because you need to, but because you really want to. How can you still incorporate this habit into your life, but doing it either on a smaller scale, like 5 minutes of reading? That means at the end of the month, you've still read 5 more minutes every day-ish more than you would have.
That quote, progress over perfection, could not be more applicable here. And I feel like a lot of times we talk really focused on setting, you know, certain goals and they should be specific. But when it comes to these examples, it's almost like doing the opposite. Like just say, okay, I'm going to do this more, or, you know, just giving yourself some grace and just keep doing it even though you're not going to be perfect.
Yeah, and when thinking about this topic earlier today, I thought about this quote, and I'm paraphrasing, but walkers are beating everyone on the couch. You know, like if we're using the book example, if you're not reading at all, then you're the one on the couch versus you could be the one that's reading for 5 minutes every other day. Okay, that's very minimal reading, but you're still doing something. You're still doing something that you want and that's going to make you better. And so, yeah, it's like setting – last week we talked about setting big goals. It's almost like we're talking about setting little goals now.
Well, and it's important because we know that all those little goals and those habits are what is actually going to move the needle to get you to those larger goals. So let's talk about another example, meal prep, right? We talk a lot about nutrition and just trying to get more organized in your life. And, you know, I think I just posted about this today about meal prep because I feel like I've kind of gotten off my game. So meal prepping from more of a, you know, not a diet standpoint, but a point of this makes my life easier. It makes my life more convenient. I'm able to just have more organization and peace of mind and not stress out about food. So maybe you travel for work, you know, and you don't always have access to a kitchen. Well, rather than saying you're going to meal prep 100%, well, maybe you meal prep on the days that you are home or, you know, Monday through Wednesday, you know, if you can't fully commit to Monday through Friday because let's say you have a lot of social dinners or, you know, social events where you're out on the go.
Yes. And maybe in this example, you know, let's say you travel Monday through Friday, so you're never home per se. Then, and you've been thinking, well, like ideally I would go to like Whole Foods Hot Bar, or I would like go to Whole Foods and get like pre-prepped foods that are still, you know, pretty fresh and things like that. But maybe the money's hanging you up. Well, what are you doing right now? You know, you're probably spending just as much money. You're just not seeing it like you would when you go to the grocery. So, or maybe just saying, okay, that's a loss. Like I would rather have some sort of resemblance of a meal prep at a higher price than to be doing whatever I'm doing now, which is probably like grabbing stuff that you're not even really enjoying.
I was talking to people at work about this recently who were talking about all these meal prep services, and they are kind of expensive, but a couple of them said, you know, it's expensive, but it's one, I am super stressed this week and it's one less thing for me to worry about. So I loved that they took the approach that like that was a form of self-care, was basically paying somebody to prep your food because it's like what, it's one less thing to worry about. And like all those reasons we just said.
And I think sometimes we can get trapped into thinking like, oh, well, if I made more money then, or when I make more money, that's when I'll like live that way. And then we get to that higher income bracket and we don't change because we get comfortable where we're at. So sometimes I think it helps to think, okay, the job that I have, the money that I'm making, you know, I'm going to have to spend more money on food because of the nature of the job. And so that is like incorporated with how much you're making or how much you're not making. I don't know. Sometimes that helps to think of it as a necessity, really.
Right. It goes back to prioritizing. You know, what are you willing to sacrifice, or what's important to you? We all have so many dollars to spend, but it's, you know, how do you spend them? And what's your bank account essentially is a reflection of what's important to you.
Okay. So let's go into examples of what we're dealing with specifically on this topic. So for me, it's working out. And I mean, I feel like this is so like basic, like this is like 101, but I have been telling myself like, okay, I'm going to go work out at 4:30 when David comes home. I'm going to go work out at the Y. That's not happening because my workload for work is high. And so I'd much rather work, and I'm not prioritizing my workouts. I would rather work, but I know that I have to be working out. So I have to come to the conclusion of like, okay, this is not working because I'm not doing it. So I don't like to work out when the girls are awake, but it makes the most sense. And the reason I don't like doing it is because I will get interrupted many times. And that's just so annoying for me. Like I want to work out and zone out, and I don't want to be interrupted by, you know, 100 different things, but that makes the most sense for me right now. So I have to ask myself, you know, I think that I'm going to go work out by myself at 4:30, but that's not happening. So it's better that I do a 30-minute workout in the middle of the day with the girls and get interrupted 20 times than what I'm doing now, which is nothing.
That's a perfect example. Like you're not going to do it perfectly. So it's almost like you're not even doing it because, well, I can't do it perfect. Or I can't do X amount of minutes, so what's the point? Well, there is still a point. You know, you're still getting the benefits of exercise and, you know, focusing on the positives and just doing what you can with the situation right now. My example, something that I feel like it's a constant struggle for me is waking up early. Like we talk about being a morning person, like I'm all about it. I love the mornings, but I'll be honest, like there's some days I just can't wake up or I'm up too late. And like, I wish I could say that I wake up at 5 a.m. every single day, but that's not the truth. It probably ends up being some weeks two times a week, some weeks it's five times a week. So, but it's not consistent. And I used to really beat myself up about that. Like, okay, mornings aren't working. I would like set my alarm for 5 a.m. every day, even though knowing I wasn't going to wake up. Like, Katie, you're going to get like 4 or 5 hours of sleep. Like, you know, you're not going to wake up. I don't know. I just felt the pressure on myself to still like hold myself to the expectation. But when I finally just, okay, let go, giving myself like priorities of sleep, you know, if I can get this many hours and I'll wake up. If not, I'm working out in the evening, or I may not work out at all, but it's still better that I strive for something.
Yeah. Do you find that whenever you're teaching a lot in the mornings, that it's really hard for you to wake up when you're not teaching? That's what I would run into. Like if I was teaching early morning classes 3 days a week, then it was so hard for me to wake up on my own because I was like thinking, well, I have to wake up early on Friday and it's Thursday. So like subconsciously I'd be like, I need to sleep in this day because I know I have to wake up to teach the next day.
I'm actually opposite because I kind of sleep awful the night before I teach because I like wake up a million times paranoid that because where I teach, I have to wake up at like around 4:30 to leave my house before 5 to get there. So like I get paranoid. If I don't get a certain number of hours, then I get paranoid that I'm not going to wake up. But on mornings that I don't teach, I have much more wiggle room because I can wake up at 5 and work out for, you know, 30 minutes, 45, or I can even push it and get to the gym by 6 and get in 30 minutes. So it's easier on days I don't teach. I don't know.
No, that makes sense. You're like more restful. And so maybe you're like get better sleep. So you do wake up better. Yeah, that makes sense. So we want to know what your guys' examples of this are, because we know that we're all struggling with this, like you said, beating yourself up. That's another like point of this, is that if something's not working, like that's okay. That's all right. But do you want it bad enough? Do you want it to work? And if you do, then like let's reevaluate it in this way. So we want to know what your guys' examples are. Let us know, you know, either post on our Instagram post that we'll do for this episode or join our Facebook page and let us know there. And we can chat among the community about what we're all struggling with, because I'm sure there are so many similarities. And when we come together, we can then feel better about where we are and help each other kind of work through these small little things that make a big difference.
Yeah, this is a topic I'm super excited for our discussion and our Facebook page, because there's just so many small habits that some people have mastered and it's no big deal. Some of us, we've mastered it in the past and just need, you know, accountability or just more motivation to get back on it. So this will be good. So be sure to join the page and let us know what you guys think. As always, don't forget to check out, of course, the Facebook page, but also our favorite things. You can find that at www.katiehake.com/favorite things. We are posting some of our favorite workout items, office desk stuff, all things that we talk about here on Fit Friends Happy Hour. All right, that's it for today. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.